Ooh, ah.
That was good.
That can only mean one thing, everyone. Your favorite podcast hosts are tackling a craze that bastardized many genres of music and created an unholy rocking of the soul and an antichrist for the ears of everyone but young suburbanites in the late 90s and early 20s. Grunge is dead. All hail the new king. So get your ass to the mall and buy a red ball cap, put it on backwards, because you're about to do it all for the nookie. That's right, bitch. Are you ready? Are you ready? This week, No Accounting for Taste boys are going to say, come, come, my baby butterfly, sugar baby, to defend new metal. Hit the music!
Hal, you're good with words. You know that, man?
I think the gym is dumb.
Did Rachel walk in the room? Of course I've eaten a Baconator.
Man, if you ain't doing CrossFit, you can get CrossFit.
You're right. A long burger's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
That's your sitcom right there, as a Mr. Fix-It-All who just can't fix his heart.
We will not be defending Atlantic City.
No Accounting for Taste. If it's something that somebody loves, let's try and celebrate it instead of shitting on it.
Shut up when you're talking to me!
You know this music.
I kind of do. Welcome to No Accounting for Taste, everybody. The only podcast that is brought to you by a Surge Sampler disease CD from the 1990s.
Jesus Christ. That was a hot open, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. I worked real hard with it. I like it when you laugh at them. It's pretty
that one came at me, man.
Yeah. Well, you got to commit, you know? Like, if you're going to fuck it, if you're going to be new metal, you got to. Your ball's got to be out, bro. You can't.
It was an aggressive. It was an aggressive genre.
Yes, it was, but not tough. Which is like the weird thing about it, right? Does that make sense?
I mean, do we have?
So we're talking about new metal today, guys.
New metal. New. Really, just a cry. Really, just a. Starting in your mariachi music, learning that they're not laughing, they're crying when they're like, "Hi, hi, 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 hi!" Like, have you actually cried like that?
I will say this for new metal, they never did quite move into mariachi and like kind of like taking any.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of accordion in Linkin Park songs.
No, more accordion all around is what I say. I remember the incoming. Like, I was already, like, it's hard for me to criticize any music looking back on how much awful pop punk.
Yeah.
Then there's, I love pop punk. Pop punk. Piggy peg pig.
I love pop punk.
Yeah. I love the Korean chicken wings. I love pop punk to this day. I love ska music to this day. But there was absolute trash within those genres.
Yeah.
And so for me to be indignant when new metal came around.
That was the exact antithesis of what you liked.
It was very broed.
Yeah.
Very aggro broed.
Which is the irony of that is with you, you like hair metal, which is very bro.
It is.
Yeah.
But it also is about
To hear you defend.
But it's about having fun.
Hair metal.
But it's like,
there's a consistent threat.
Aren't we partying? And new metal was never like, aren't we having a good time? It was like,
yeah.
Aggressive.
Aggressive, sad.
But I liked aggressive hardcore music and all this other kind of stuff. But there's some, I don't know why.
You know what it is for me? Is that new metal sounds clean even though it's trying to sound raw?
Okay.
Does that make, like, sonically, it sounds very, like, put together? Whereas, like, when you listen to hardcore music,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound clean.
It's emotionally driven.
Yeah,
not
like
calculating.
Not like at this point we're gonna go.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the audio equivalent. Okay.
Have you ever seen a new metal band? Even though you didn't want, like, maybe at like,
I just
Addison, Illinois Rockfest or anything like that.
No, well, I just did Shiprocked.
Oh, the cruise, yeah.
And it was a lot. It was a lot.
Explain this for the people.
It was a cruise I did a couple months ago.
You were the
I was the comedian.
You were the comedian of choice for Shiprocked.
Shiprocked.
Yeah.
And it had different metal acts, but it was predominantly, and I don't, now I am probably lumping bands into what I think is new metal.
Okay.
That is not technically new metal.
I think it's a fairly wide genre. I know, like, we all probably think of five or six bands when we think of nu metal at most, and they all kind of sound very similar. But there's a list that we'll get to later that has like some like, oh, I guess they kind of are that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you go to Limp Bizkit or Korn.
Yeah.
And it was those,
you know, the 98 Degrees and NSYNC of nu
metal. And it was, I now at 45, if I listen to Limp Bizkit, because it's not, you're just old. You get to listen to whatever and enjoy it on any terms. You're not defining yourself by like, all right. Yeah,
it's the kind of person I'm going to be for the next 10 years.
I'm about this. Yeah. You know, I'm like, all right, I could see why this was a silly song to listen to. And it's also not in broad. It's like, oh, I'm also not affiliating the other people that listen to this with the music anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if the herd is thinned a bit, it can make it a little more digestible.
Yeah, but Korn, I never understood. They're like, it sounded like Sammy Davis Jr. was having a schizophrenic break. Yeah. Yeah, this was a Scatman Carruthers going through electroshock therapy kind of thing that was going on. And just that.
Well, why don't we look up some Korn lyrics while you're talking about it? Then you're going to tell
me. Can, well, I mean, you could look. Did you get into this at all? Was this
will say there was definitely, I definitely like some songs, and I don't think I ever saw a band, like went out and saw a nu metal band that wasn't part of like a radio festival or so, like part of something. So I may have seen them.
Yeah.
But I don't think, maybe I
would define it by what
I
kind
definitely,
of,
I for sure liked some of this at some point. I know I did.
Yeah. I would define it by what kind of mosh pit. Like, if you're at Warped Tour, like, oh, that band's going to have a super fun mosh pit, and they're going to pick you up, you fall down. That band
is going to kick you.
They are just swinging at the ghost of their dad that hasn't come home.
Yeah,
that they don't see you. They just see images of the dad that went for cigarettes.
They're Dropkick Murphys without the Boston.
Yeah. They're out there to hurt something.
Yeah.
Because they're hurting inside.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. That's not fun for me. I just want to bump into people, sing some songs.
Well, as the poet Jonathan Davis once wrote, every time I start to believe something's raped and taken from me, life's got to always be messing with you. You want to see the light in parentheses? Can they chill and be? Let me be free. So this is not great.
No. It's, I mean, well, but
we're here to defend this or find some good.
Listen, there's a lot of angry kids out there.
Yes. And here's the thing. My experiences with nu metal, I'm going to give them to you real quick before we jump to the good and bad and go to some of our topic. About a month ago, maybe a little longer, maybe 2 months ago, I was on tour with Bert and the rest of the crew, and we got in an Uber in Arkansas, and we were going to play disc golf, and the guy that was driving the car was just he's a black dude, right? Whatever. Mm-hmm. We get in the car. He was listening to like Run the Jewels, something good.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we got in, he changed the music to like Linkin Park radio.
Yeah.
And buddy, we could not stop laughing and also feeling it. I was having a good time. Like, it gave me the chuckles. It was pretty good.
I have been racially profiled in many a Lyft or an Uber.
Yeah. And I didn't mind it. It was really funny.
Yeah.
And the music. I don't know if I have enjoyed listening to it more because the situation was so funny and obvious that like I couldn't. So that's one thing.
Let me fulfill what you thought about me.
Yeah. Let's have fun with it, buddy. Yeah.
My personal experience is I listen to music to enjoy. I'm like, if I'm sad, I want to listen to music to feel better.
Yeah.
So angry music, it was never, we'll get energized. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to get crazy on a skateboard or something.
Yeah.
But even then, like this, I had never come around on anything in this genre. And I'm trying to think of what I've listened to that might be
close to it,
similar to it. And I cannot come up with any music.
Well, there is a list of bands that a website is considering nu metal that we're going to get to. My other experience with it is this. I guess I've had a couple. I was, I guess, 17 or 18, and I got asked to be the singer for this my buddy's Christian band.
Here we go.
Yeah. Nice. Can't remember what they were called. Stepped in for one show, rehearsed a few times, and
didn't feel the
he didn't run through me. I didn't let him use me or whatever. The only thing I felt was anger.
Not praise on high. What was the name of the band?
I can't remember the name of it. It was like
a Risen.
Yeah, it was something like Theon. Or you know, like it was like I can't remember what it was. I will say
3 days in the cave.
Belly of the whale. And we played the show and we came in second.
All Christian bands?
I think maybe.
all rock bands?
I was, all I know is I was smoking and drinking a lot in the parking lot. And the band that won was this band called Passerby, which turned into a band called Flyleaf, which actually became like quite successful in this genre.
Right.
Yeah. And then. Weird. The only reason I know that is because, again, I was on tour with Bert, and, you know, Dave Williams is a big barbecue guy,
mm-hmm.
and that band Shinedown, one of the guitar players is who I don't really know anything about, mm-hmm. but they were nice guys, is a big barbecue guy. And I was talking with him after, they were in the same town, whatever, we were all talking.
Yeah. Out.
Really nice guys. And he goes, oh, yeah, like a couple of Texas bands, and then, I was like, hey, was this band Flyleaf? Used to be Passerby? He goes, yeah. He goes, I was like, I did a show with them when I was in a Christian metal band. He was like, ha, I would have loved to have seen that. He's like, then he asked for the demo as a joke, and then I would never give it to anyone.
You have a demo?
Oh, buddy, do I got a demo.
I think we all need.
That's for the fucking Patreon for sure.
I always saw, it just seemed like, it was like one white guy bought DJ equipment and then didn't know any rappers.
Yeah.
And so he just somehow joined a band of other suburban kids.
Here's the thing, you know, it bastardizes like several different genres of music and kind of whips them all together.
Like, which is how new genres
start.
Yeah. So.
And so I like that they were trying to do something interesting and they maybe liked good stuff. A lot, not all new metal, I'm sure, but a lot of new metal feels like people who had great taste in certain kinds of music. Like, oh man, I really love Slayer and I also love, you know, Outkast. And then you're like, you have great taste, but you don't have great ability. You know, like,
you can like all the right stuff and still not process it.
Fuck, man, I love making pizza. I can't fucking whip one up for you.
Somebody made this statement. It was like a statement that changed the way I thought about a lot of things. And it was about, was Skrillex or what's that music called? Dubstep.
Dubstep, yeah, because it's like 900 beats a second.
And it's all crazy shit. Yeah. And I was like, it's all lawnmower noise. But and somebody told me, he's like, I don't really like the music, but I appreciate that they made something that sounds new. And I was like, oh, okay. I got to stop looking at stuff.
They were trying to be artists, for sure.
Or just, like, not everything's made for me to like. And what if you got to
look... That doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you got to look at the building blocks that somebody's putting in the world for what the next people will make with that influence?
Yeah.
You know? So that's
where I'm a nice way of looking at it.
It reframed how I looked at a lot of things. Because again, to criticize music, like imagine having a kid and be like, "Ah, oh, this kid's just listening to noise right now." I listen to death metal sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, for me, like it would literally have to be arrhythmic grinding sounds for me to call it noise and not music.
Yeah,
because of what and even then,
you know, a lot of people like hate Sonic Youth and they're such an adored like band. And like a lot of people do think it's just noise.
I like them. And much like craft beer, I think it's music for musicians. Somebody else can listen and go like, wow.
New metal and jazz is music for musicians.
I can't, well, but like Sonic, like I can't tap my foot to 5/4 beat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're making me do math? Well, I'm just trying to, but I listen to music for different reasons. Some people listen to music for a challenge or for someone to do something different. And that's what makes them enjoy music, is somebody doing something different versus like, oh, I like the predictability of a song where I'm like, I see where you're going to go with this and it's going to be fun.
And you're just damp and bounce it. Yeah. I will say, I think one of the big problems with nu metal is it was, I know every genre enters the mainstream at some point and gets commercialized, but it was so much in the beginning. It was like a cannon, like a t-shirt cannon of just this kind of band hitting you in the face and this kind of band hitting you in the face. And they were very hard to tell apart a lot of the time. Like,
yeah, and I just, it never sounded good live from what I'd see on TV. Like, oh, Limp Bizkit live or Korn live. I'm like, this is a studio band.
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend, she was like, I'm producing Jonathan Davis's solo show tonight, because she was a concert promoter.
Really?
And I was like, how is it? And she goes, we have to have oxygen for him because he's kind of fat now. They can't really.
Well, wasn't he like a super meth head for a while?
I don't know.
I think he was. I think
she said he was just out of shape, basically. Yeah.
I think there's a few people that are
maybe
up
there.
Maybe
he wasn't fat. Maybe she said he was out of shape.
Yeah, I think some people need a little oomph on the side. Yeah. But it just never sounded. So even the studio version of a Limp Bizkit song, we're like, oh, now we got the scratching in there and we got the guy, the bass alien guy making weird sounds with his guitar. And it was just like, it was like somebody just trying to throw a dart at Rage Against the Machine and it missed and hit a kid in the face. Like, it's what it's like. It was always like, here's the thing that's good and we're gonna get nope.
I don't listen to nu metal now, but I probably, I know I did when I was younger, but I did like, I thought Deftones were a legitimately like good band and I still will stand by that. Like, and they're definitely a nu metal band. Like in that era, or at least contemporaries of these people, at the very like
they didn't seem corny like the other
ones.
Like it looked corny. Like sorry for the pun.
Yeah,
but Korn looked corny, fucking Korn looked cheesy to me.
Yeah, Korn and all the Adidas track
suits. Cheesy Korn.
Yeah, and then also and Limp Bizkit was kind of like a fucking fabricated thing too. Like it seemed very corny. Everything seemed very calculated.
Everybody showed up one day and didn't know, like they all look like, hey, we gotta go to this Halloween party.
Well,
all right, I'm gonna be a frat bro. I don't even know where you got those contacts, dude. And then I guess whoever else was in the band, I couldn't tell you what the other people.
To me,
it
does always like the perfect analogy. Would be like, all right, these four guys walked out of four different stores in the mall, and they each had an instrument when they walked in, and now they're dressed like this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Three of them look like they, you know, they work at Lids.
Yeah, and one guy looks like he works at Hot Topic.
And and one guy built an outfit in Radio Shack. And they're like, all right, we can't tell him what to wear, and he's really taking liberties with that. I don't know if you noticed, buddy, but we're all kind of doing a thing.
we're like, no, this will be the contrast to be what sells you guys.
Just knocking on his door like, we're on in five. What are you doing? I can't get these all-white contact lenses in.
These first-generation iPads aren't going to be my...
I got
tape them to my chest to make them...
I tried to make this H.R. Geiger thing out of vacuum hoses and a fish tank, and it's not sitting right on my shoulders.
My MCS, your painting boots are... Yeah, I like.
That's why I liked him though. I like that guy being like, fuck it.
I'm gonna be weird.
I'm doing this. Like, all right, man.
And there's the thing is like, you know, like Bjork wore the swan dress and the, you know, like, and everybody dresses in these wild shit. And their artists are, I mean, maybe they make better music or more like artistic taste in their, their wardrobes, but it's very funny how with Gaga, it's a vision and it's an incredible thing to say. And then with this guy, it's like, because his music, you know, most people think it sucks or whatever, or it's died on the vine or however you want to put it. It's like, no, that wasn't cool either. You know, like, and this guy could have been like, I was trying to make a statement about factory farms or whatever. You know, like, it doesn't mean they didn't care or try to execute something in the same way like other artists have, you know, like, or present
an issue. But the makeup thing, everybody, you know, Alice Cooper is always somewhere shaking a cane and a top hat going, I did it first. On a golf course somewhere.
Yeah, now he's selling $19 chili dogs at a sports bar in Arizona.
Kiss was me. I did it. I did makeup. Like, you did theater. Guess what existed before you?
Theater. Yeah.
So calm down, Alice. But also, you know, first one to bring it into the rock genre, maybe.
I can appreciate
the pageantry into the rock genre. Kiss, they were at least all on the same page of like,
Yeah, we're matched. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the weirdo if you just show up in a t-shirt and shorts. That's why I always joke. I always joke, like, did Peter Criss show up late and they're like, I'm the star child. I'm the space alien. And then Peter Criss is like, I don't know. I guess I'll be a cat. We got to go on real soon and I'm not creative.
Meow.
I'm a drummer. I'm rooted in math, man.
Just, fans are now called Peter Criss's because they're kitty cats.
Oh.
I there are a few songs I definitely liked.
I mocked it a lot.
I could probably still listen to in a revival sense and enjoy to some degree, but
I think I could like it now because I'm not close to it because it's not the dickhead. It's not blasting out of a Pontiac Grand Am.
Yeah. You know what's weird is like they all were kind of like hip hop rap and metal were like the two main components, but a lot of them didn't sound alike sometimes too. Like,
yeah,
I guess like Limp Bizkit is a new metal band, but so was Alien Ant Farm.
I guess they were too.
Yeah. Or they were at least played in the radio, same radio era.
Well, I don't even know what else they did. They had the
oh, buddy, they had
Michael
a song
Jackson
called,
cover.
Yeah, they had a song called Movies that was pretty fun. Kissed a Girl to it. That was a big win for me.
All right. Yeah, okay, all right. Man, you made out to new metal.
Yeah.
I mean, the criticism.
God,
like,
that's,
it's like metal.
We'll be right back. I got to go get this gun in my mouth. I did make out to new metal.
A lot of people did, though. It's not like you
a
did.
A lot of people had.
It's not like you made out last week to new metal.
A lot of people had kids to new metal.
Conceived to
break on a leash. And then you came out and just stretched out your mother's tramp stamp tattoo on her fucking stomach.
Something takes a part of me. Everybody, we'll be right back with the good and the bad of new metal. And listen, this word from our sponsors, Disturbed Mattresses, the only mattress you'll never sleep on.
Hey, everyone. If you need to get some more Shane filled into you, come see me at the Creek in the Cave in Austin on May 19th or in Houston at the Come and Take It Festival on the 20th and 21st of May. Oh, also, I'm going to be at the Bell House on June 2nd with some special friends in an amazing band called Gym Shorts. ShaneIsAComedian.com for your tickets and hit me on my socials, you dirty little kittens.
And the singer from Disturbed, he looks like, to me, he looks like Alex Jones, like the way Alex Jones thinks he looks buff in that picture. Like, look, check this out.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, show it to the crowd. Yeah, that's.
He's a little meaty and fat, you know, like.
Well, his whole thing is he just had the big danglers.
Yeah, yeah, like the spikes in front. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, an eyebrow ring is the epitome of new metal.
Yeah, I had an eyebrow ring.
Yeah. Did it last? Did it get ripped out?
No, my little brother ripped it out when we were wrestling.
I was going to say, yeah. When did it get, which Chili's parking lot did it get ripped out at?
Went on Hewlin Street, of course. Well, nobody went to the one over on Ridgemar Mall.
I watched guys with mohawks and I thought it was cool, but I thought these guys looked like dorks.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very.
They got a, I don't know if they got a bad rap, but a lot of people got away with shit they didn't get to get away with,
It spoiled the look. I mean, I knew the giant jeans from skateboarding.
Yeah.
Like the skateboard kids bought the giant silly pants.
Yeah.
And it was but still a small size t-shirt with like a whatever parody logo.
Yeah, like a whatever. Yeah.
And that was it. I was there in the 90s.
Definitely had that look too.
Gauged earrings with the little balls on them. I had frosted spiked tips. I had the shiny bowling shirts. I had the look.
Yeah, chain wallet.
Absolute chain wallet.
I know. I've seen the picture of you at Zany's in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. But I thought it looked like more rock and roll, man. I thought it was like a cool rock and roll guy. Yeah. Because then the pants came into a regular size. Like it did make a lot of things off limits. Because of how
yeah, a lot of people had the good sense to stay away from it because of how serious it took itself, even though it was such a ridiculous
thing. I thought dreadlocks were the coolest thing, and I couldn't have them, and I always thought dreads were the coolest, and nu metal was one of the first, like,
white boy dreads.
Ooh,
that was
pretty gross looking. That was a real gross looking dude.
Well, this is the part of the pod we call the good and the bad.
Let's find some good.
Let's
man.
Find some good. So let's see what we let's what Charlene find for us today. What do you got anything good in front of you there, Kyle?
I mean, there's I think a lot of people are taking a chance to now like we can look back at it with some distance.
And while it had a lot of problems, it wasn't all bad.
No, but the stuff you remember is the bad stuff. Like, because I don't remember. Like, I guess Incubus is considered nu metal. But
I would say so.
I just remember that song. Like what they had. Like, it was like a not, but it wasn't like screamy rap.
Yeah,
metal. It was like a horny. It was like a fuck song. It was like 1997's fuck song.
I wish you were here. That one?
Yeah.
Why do I know that off the top of my head? I'll tell you why, because I made out to that one too.
Man.
Shane Torres was killing it in the mall parking lot.
Mackin.
Yeah.
Mackin with some new metal.
I got something good here from Vice. New metal is back and it's being driven by female rage. Well, I guess, you know, there's a lot of like nostalgia popping up at like music festivals, like for emo and pop punk and. Of course, now new metal, I guess, but a lot of new acts are female led, which is not something you saw a lot in this genre in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah,
so.
It's like, well, yeah, come and take it. Like, get it's for everybody, and it's been far enough distance that it is like, yeah, I love the research of any unlikely. I shouldn't say unlikely, but a group of people like something's been dominated by straight white dudes. Craft beer. We just talked about. But so for somebody to come in, like, I don't even know if I want to do this so much as I want to prove to you that I can do it and redefine what it's about. I will say on Shiprock, there was several female-fronted bands.
Why?
I didn't like any of them. Yep. I didn't go see them. I saw the pictures. I'm like, oh, yeah, they got a lot of gals in these bands.
Nice, yeah.
I mostly stayed in my room. The hallways were filled with, like, Mudvayne at all times. Like, I can't do this.
I definitely liked Mudvayne for a little bit.
Okay. It started at 9 o'clock over the PA, like, all right, Shiprock, are you ready to throw down? Like, I am definitely not.
Artists of marginal identities who make guitar-based music are often excluded from rock or alternative spaces, but artists from different backgrounds are gaining more visibility in this genre. It's becoming more diverse, and it's nice to see people of color. Everyone who felt like they couldn't be a part of it is now part of it, and not only part of it, but they're leading it, says Love, who is Amy Love is a member of the band Nova Twins. So I guess it's like, it's, you know, like, why wouldn't it? You know, like, it was so white and so, like, broed out. And,
it was Lollapalooza 99.
Or Woodstock 99. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched that documentary.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
Yeah.
Also, my girlfriend pointed out, like, oh, you're going to talk about how exploitive it was to women, but also include all the topless shots that you got in the documentary. Okay, so what the fuck?
Yeah, here's the thing.
It was super misogynistic. By the way, look at all these topless women that were here. Like, so that you put that in there to prove a what point? That you're also selling it with a stranger's tits?
People.
You're selling the documentary the same way?
Yeah. That when Girls Gone Wild was sold?
Yeah.
The people who are going to make a documentary about that music festival and like a lot of new metal are the exact same kind of people who probably liked it a lot more than they're admitting on.
But they're trying to be hypercritical of how it was a disaster.
Yeah, I know. And then they're not taking, they're a part of the ownership of it.
Yeah.
There was one guy in that documentary who was like at, like in some of the MTV footage. And he was like, yeah, I did it. I'm fucking dumb. Like he completely owned it. Yeah. But so there. Here's a list of 28 new metal era bands you probably forgot all about. Kyle, stop me when you haven't heard of one of these bands.
Well, I haven't heard of one. All right.
Crazy Town.
How was that? I thought they were just...
I think it's not... It's
honestly,
like
I thought their genre was just bad.
Yeah.
And what nobody acknowledges, like, it's a sample of a Chili Peppers song. They just sang... Chili Peppers wisened up for one moment and didn't let Anthony Kiedis sing. And that's the song that Come Come My Lady. That is a instrumental Red Hot Chili Peppers song from the Mother's Milk album, and it's a good song because Anthony Kiedis is not going, and then they just took the song and made somebody else go ding-ding-ding-ding over the fucking thing. Like, the one moment Red Hot Chili was like, hey, Anthony, why don't you sit this one out? We got some other honkies to fuck it up.
I'm going to call that a good.
Actually, I like that Mother's Milk album.
Well, Alien Ant Farm.
Okay.
You know, Smooth Criminal was their big hit, which was, you know, Michael Jackson's album. All right. Static X.
I remember.
The name?
Yeah.
I don't really remember the song, but yeah. I know their singer died. That is.
This is where they all start. I'm just seeing, was it big, tall, wild hair?
Yeah, yeah. Wayne Static.
Wayne Static.
Yeah, not his real name, but, you know, you love punk rock. Everybody in punk rock gives themselves nicknames.
Yeah, but he kept Wayne.
Yeah, so what? Joey Ramone.
Yeah, but I'm going to change my name to sound cool.
Yeah.
I'm not Wayne Roberts anymore. Now I'm Wayne Static. That's like, I still laugh that Glenn Danzig's name's first name is still Glenn.
Yeah.
Like, that's
what's
still
his real last name?
I don't know. But his first name's Glenn.
Edema. Do you
Nope.
Bakersfield, California was quite the hotbed for new metal bands.
That seems about right.
Yeah, sure does. As well as Korn, there was Edema, one of whom was half-brother to Korn singer Jonathan Dave. So there's a little bit of nepotism here. Mm-hmm. Their brief time in the limelight came in 2001. That's about 250 words dedicated to their many lineup changes on Wikipedia. Okay, so this guy just crashed. There's Disturbed, who you must remember.
Okay. I thought they were just like a metal band.
But I think...
Like, if you were a metal band that came out in this era and didn't have long hair...
You were new metal?
I guess they...
Yeah, but like, I said, yeah, That's something... It's a pretty... I guess syncopation and like, anger are a lot of the characteristics of... what you would consider new metal music, which I guess like all of these bands tend to have. Like,
yeah, I thought they just had a DJ.
Drowning Pool.
Oh, I remember them. They're the Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Yep. From my hometown, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah. Let the bodies hit the floor.
That was an anthem.
Yeah. Evanescence, which you do know.
I know them. Again, I'm really thinking.
I don't think new metal is everything I think we think of like Linkin Park, Korn, and whatever sounds like that kind of with the DJ, right? And I guess new metal really is like grunge. Not every grunge band sounds the same.
That's why I'm getting confused that this is like just music that came out between 1996 and 2002 that they didn't like headbang to, but had heavier sound is just gonna be called new metal. So I guess that's my question. Like, who else are we putting in there?
There's a ton. Actually, hold on, I got something here that says, what is new metal?
I'd love to know. What I've been asking for the past half hour.
Who pioneered new metal? The rise of new metal. This is from masterclass.com, which is crazy.
Oh, we got a master class on new metal.
Yeah, taught to you by a guy with a fucking boot coming out of his mouth. The rise of new metal is primarily attributed to the band Korn, who released their debut self-titled album in 1994, ushering in a new wave of metal music. Okay, so Korn is godfathers of this genre. The subgenre, which I guess what new metal is, it would influence bands like Cold Chamber, Slipknot, and Limp Bizkit, further pushing new metal into the mainstream and contributing to its rise of popularity. What are its characteristics? It's heavy syncopation. Syncopated rhythms are those that do not align with the downbeats of individual measures. A syncopated beat will emphasize traditional weak beats and tend to sound more striking than a non-syncopated rhythmic pattern. Heavily syncopated riffs and beats contribute to new metal's dissonant and asymmetrical sound. So if you've heard new metal, you know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Directly. I don't think anybody in the studio in a new metal band described their music. listen, we're going to take syncopated beats because the downbeat will sound more. So like, fucking when I do, I go like this and you go and then like boom, 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 boom.
And then I'll
and then you come in with like a,
And then John, you come in with it.
And then the guy with the DJ turntable, do whatever shit you do over there.
Yeah.
Whoever's cousin that is, you do what you do.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You're making fun of that.
What,
but
no, you no love wedding ska gig tonight? All right.
But you love ska music.
I sure do.
And how many trombone players do you actually need?
None, really, yeah, ultimately.
So what I'm saying is, this. What I'm saying about this genre is it gets shit for making the same kind of mistakes tons of other genres have made.
It does.
Yeah, and I think that's unfair. And whether it's good or bad, is you know, I'm still trying to find the good in it.
We are both, yes.
Yeah. But what I am saying is, like, every genre, a lot of the things people make fun of this genre for, a lot of other genres have made the same kind of mistakes. New metal often features rapping. New metal often features rapping, which is one.
Oh, Father Roach is a
Father. Shut the fuck.
Papa Roach has shown up now on TikTok, where the singer is like, knows, like, oh yeah, we were part of this scene. Like, the best thing you could
What's
do
the
is
singer
own,
doing?
Like people are making it like, tear my life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
Yeah, or
suffocation. No breathing.
Or just
don't
like,
give a fuck if I cut my arm. Bleeding.
Yeah, this is my good dessert. Yeah. You know, and somebody's just eating ice cream. And it's just him laughing at people doing that. And it's that's the best way to own being
being a punchline.
Yeah, yeah, being a punchline is like, you know what? It was kind of silly. But let me show you that I'm a good sport. And also, I'm still out here doing it.
Also, guess what? That's my fucking jet.
I don't know.
I don't know if they all have jets, but some of these guys made a few bucks.
I think Father Roach has some Greyhound points, but I don't think they got a jet. I think he gets upgraded on Spirit Airlines.
Some of these band names are bad.
I mean, but all band names are bad if you think the band's bad. Like, think the people love the Beatles, but we suck and also we're called the Beatles.
Yeah, that's you're going right to it.
So I can't take him on that. This the reason it spoke to, like, the kids were angry and this scratched an itch that the punk rock thing didn't, because it was pop punk at the time and pop punk was silly and fun
and fart parties
and even then, like, I'm like Blink-182, I can't sing about poo and pee, like, I can't sing along to this.
Yeah,
even as a kid who likes fart jokes, I can't sing along to poo and pee. I'd rather sing along to a fake breakup that you made up for a song than to
this kind of.
So this gave kids like, I'm angry. I want to break shit. I want to do it. Like,
I hate my dad. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
The lyrics probably meant a lot more to people than pop punk lyrics did.
And here's another thing.
Or like, my parents are getting divorced. I guess I'm going to go in my room and listen to Bowling for Soup. Like, no, this is what you're going to listen to.
That's a bad name too.
It's not good. It's not going to fulfill the anger you have.
Yeah. Their original name was Pool for Darts for Borscht.
Yeah, as a kid who's like in a shitty place as a teenager in the 90s, who's angry
and doesn't have
this is the music for you.
Yeah, and also, the internet is there, but it's not quite there in the sense of like. Sharing music files. Napster, I think, happened when I was like 19, which is the first time you could get other people's shit, really, if you didn't have a cool cousin that had like who lived outside
exactly.
of Chicago. You know, that kind. So this is what they thought was good a lot of the time too. And now these people love Wilco or what, you know, like, and they finally got, because they got hold of something they might like a bit more. But my point being, they were still just trying to identify and find something they liked a lot of the time. This is mall rock.
And it's mall, but it's angry mall. Because think if you think of the 90s, if you think like, oh, my parents are divorced, my dad's not sitting me down to play Willie Nelson and, you know, the Grateful Dead, like, he's not around. The last beginning of the 90s through the mid-90s was like, it's all your boy bands.
Yeah.
Like, if you're only getting stuff from MTV and from... the popular radio.
Yeah, like just, which is iHeartRadio or whatever. Yeah,
yeah,
basically.
Or whatever rock, pop radio. It's all boy bands and manufactured, like, sell records and get the kids to listen. So your anger's not being fulfilled by it unless you did listen to rap music. And, you know, so some of the stuff, like, some of the kids, like, got into rap music, but, you know, maybe, I don't think Snoop Dogg, as much as, like, you get down to like Dr. Dre was still not speaking to suburban frustration.
No, no. And it's like, they can like a lot of that and also not be completely fulfilled by it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so some of those elements, some of the hip hop elements came in to music and also metal. Like, I don't even know where like metal was. Like, hair metal got blown up by grunge, but grunge was still too sad. Like, you didn't want to like wreck shit.
Yeah. You could sing Nirvana. To it, but
you'd
like,
kind of like, yeah, mopey.
Jump around a little bit, but not.
Like, yeah. But Black Hole Sun, you're like, ugh. Yeah. Like, moshing through molasses. So Limp Bizkit's like, yeah, we're gonna break stuff.
Yeah. At least
I'm gonna say shove it up your ass is the chorus. And like, yeah, I wanna say that too. Yeah. I wanna sing shove it up your ass.
I can't, it gave people something they needed. I can't really, yeah. Like, it spoke to a group, and this music, I guess, like, does not age well in a lot of ways, like lyrically. Like, I'm trying not to defend it. But neither does a lot of the music I still openly like and listen to. Like,
and it came in, like, you could see why it was
no genre
popular.
Age as well, really.
Yeah. You could see why it was popular at the time it was. And now, I was just talking about this. So, like, there's no, like, a 17-year-old isn't like, I'm a punk rock kid or I'm this. Like, everything's everything all the time. And that's cool. Everybody listens to all kinds of stuff. So a band could just be like, yeah, we're going to make a new metal song, and then we're going to do a rap song, and then we're going to do a mariachi song. Because who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Not, why do you...
Why do I have to stay in this box now?
Yeah, every band can be Ween.
Yeah. If they choose to be, yeah.
And so, I still don't like it, but I understand its popularity now looking back on it.
There are some songs I like. Legitimately like. Changing the House of Flies, Passenger by Deftone, still think they're great songs.
Limp Bizkit taking George Michael's faith and doing what they did to it was hilarious.
Did you like the original?
I love the original.
Yeah. And the
I love me some George Michael.
Do you really?
That's an undeniably great tune.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just like, you know, you I good, maybe good maybe, music, I, put, maybe good. I put you in too much of a box, but
good's good, man.
Yeah, good's
you
good.
You throw me some Lionel Richie.
I'm saying Passenger by the Deftones. Good's good, man.
Yeah, you throw me some Lionel Richie, girl. Once, twice, three times. I bought the greatest hits of Lionel Richie and had to listen to that in secret. I had a 1965 Mercury Comet. I was trying to do a pompadour in my hair. I was trying to be rockabilly, rock and roll, social distortion guy. But goddamn if I didn't love some Commodores tunes that I'd roll the windows up to. Because I don't want anybody knowing. I want to dance on the ceiling.
I know it's heavily dominated by white bros when it first came out, but here's new metal band, System of a Down, I guess is in that era. Extremely politically active.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they write great songs. They're so fun. Their shit it was intense, but it wasn't sad. It was like more, and it wasn't it was like justifiable.
Call to action.
Yeah.
Now, I'll put this to you. Think about the stuff that we make fun of today, that with 20 years of hindsight. Like, in 20 years, are people like, you know, Machine Gun Kelly?
Not so
really
bad.
Had some stuff. Like, is that going to happen?
Of course it is.
Because people are trying to celebrate hair metal now.
Well, it depends on if they can, like, yeah, any of this stuff is what's the word I'm looking for? Really, is can have a little shine on it in 20 years, or like you can look back at it and be like, ah, it's kind of a dick about that, guys.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's the 19-year-old.
That's our show.
Yeah, the 19-year-old that had heartbreak to Can't Always Get You What You Want by Rolling Stones is the same feeling that a 19-year-old listening to a White Lion song in 1989 going through a breakup. It's the same heartbreak. The heartbreak is the same. The soundtrack is different. But you can't, the feeling is the same. So right now there's somebody who is sad and crying to a Machine Gun Kelly song, and their heartbreak is still just as relevant.
I'm not arguing with you, Ed. I agree. Is there...
I don't like where I'm taking myself into this, because now I just have to I have to give everything a chance. And that's not, that's a dangerous, it's a scary place.
It's a good place. It's scary, though.
Keeping everything, but judging everything.
You can just like something, and it's okay.
Yeah, but...
You like the Bullet Boys and Bang Tango.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But judging things first is a safe place for me. It's scary.
That's not what we're here to do, buddy.
I know.
We're here to dive into the love and not account for taste, and just swim in this pool of fucked up white trash from Florida. I'm talking about Jacksonville, baby.
Oh, I mean, I am so close to this without
ever. Do you like Rage Against the Machine?
My first tattoo I got in 1995, and it's on my calf. I'm fucking in the zone for nu metal.
Yeah, everything.
I got a tattoo based around wearing baggy shorts.
What is it?
It's a compass.
Yeah, man, you're fucking primed for this shit.
I am from this era.
Yeah.
I felt better about myself. Like, that new metal stuff's crap.
Yeah, I know. And I liked some of it. And then I definitely liked some of it. And then I was definitely like, some of this, you cannot tell people you like. But then, like, my punk rock friends would be like, oh, this sucks. And I would secretly like some of this. And then I'd have to pretend to like Goober Patrol. And they're a fucking horrible band. Yeah, so like I get it. Just there has to be some good version of this music, and I think that there is. I get if Rage Against the Machine is considered nu metal by some people, they're a good band. I like them.
They are the example of the genre. They're like, oh, this was done correctly.
Yes, yeah.
Well, not correctly. That's judgmental.
Yeah. This is a good version of this.
These guys don't look like dorks. They're singing about real issues. And the music fucking is awesome.
And that you can't.
It's good. It's like this.
You have a front man who's like that, who's that rad. And then you still think of the guitar player most of the time as being like,
yeah.
Like the guy sounds like that and he's that amazing a front man. And I'm still like, and I don't play guitar really.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to this guy and I'm just like, this is fucking dent, dent. Like,
yeah, Tom Morello's taking the cord out and just like touching his nose with it.
Yeah,
doing Morse code with it.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit fucking thumps.
So it's, you know what? It was a wide open void of suburban rage. And nu metal came in and filled it.
Yes, it did.
We cannot deny that.
Deftones, Rage Against the Machine, System of a Down. Top three nu metal bands of all time, in my opinion. Limp Bizkit doesn't even hit the platform.
No, I got to listen to some Deftones again. I think we should hear what people think about it.
Yeah, man.
What do you say about that?
I am. You want to take us out for this next
commercial? Yeah, who's sponsored by Technics Turntables. You think you're going to be a rock star, but you're going to stay a wedding DJ. Technics Turntables.
Oh man, that was fun.
And we're back.
Oh, tell us what you were just talking about.
I was relaying a story of maybe punk rock's lawlessness. There's a little more rules to some of these groups than you think of.
Of course there is.
When you think about even the wildest bands and this and that, like if you want to maintain, like even as a comedian, like it's nothing but parties. Like, no, I am so precious about being a comic and like feel how lucky I have. Like these bands, like, yeah, we cannot party every night. I need to keep my voice. I need people to come to this
tour. There's a physical element that goes into what these guys have to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Musicians. I mean, that's, you watch the bands that are still around and still making, like.
They look like they're in shape.
They look like they're in shape, but not just physically, like vocally and calisthenically, like how much you have to learn to breathe correctly to perform. Say what you want about like Rolling Stones being old, like being that old and being up there for hours.
Yeah. And shaking it like Jagger.
Moving. And like that is an astonishing level of physical fitness.
Yes, it is. And I will say this, so much of that, like everybody talks about how, before we get to the callers, everybody, this is the section we call, the Hot Topic Sampler CD of the show. I have a friend whose husband is a very successful musician.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to me and it's like, well, he's got to go out on tour soon. So he has to go get in shape and train. And it's like, it's a fucking, you don't drink 12 beers and then walk out there for 40,000 people. And like,
well, you and can, kinda, and yeah, you'll and embarrass you'll yourself.
Fucking unbearably so.
Yeah.
So like it's a job in every other, you know, like, so what I'm trying to get to is like, it is, and you know, like it doesn't help that someone looks sexy on stage or whatever, you know, like, and it's like rippling, but for all the pre-packaging, the shit that nu metal got about being like a pre-packaged, like not art form.
Yeah.
Every genre does it to some degree, like in their performance. Like, you know,
yeah, the rock and roll lifestyle might you might hear the stories, but if they're still playing a solid show,
yeah,
they are caring for themselves. Yeah. Like I challenge anybody, go sing one song at karaoke and actually move around the stage instead of standing still reading the lyrics,
yeah,
and see how out of breath you are at the end.
And give it to him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Elvis did not exercise, and we all know how that ended.
Yeah. Yeah. He sweating through the rhinestones.
Yeah.
Vince Neil, not looking good these days.
Yeah, man, but I don't have any, I don't love it. We can do hair metal for another episode.
I heard somebody call him Vince Meal. Guys.
There was a boxer named Ricky Hatton, a British guy, and, yeah, and the press would call him Ricky Fatten because he wouldn't make weight sometimes.
God damn. Pretty,
simple, and he looked great.
The
you know,
meanest
he still
puns.
Bad joke. Well, you ready to hear from some callers, buddy?
Let's hear. I want to hear what you folks
some
have
of our
to
fans
about
of the Legion of Boom.
Let's go to the calls, baby.
Yeah, nu metal is a gateway drug is what this one is titled. I hope so.
Hi, it's Dave in Denver.
Hey, Dave.
Is nu metal tasteful? No. Will the annals of rock and roll history say Presley, Lennon, Bowie, Durst? Absolutely not.
Pause it for a second.
I love a composed call.
I will say everybody listeners also has a pretty checkered past when it comes to sexual.
However, is Disturbed a little responsible for me walking into a Navy recruiter's office when I was 19?
Yeah! They're patriots!
Yeah, a little bit. What? A little bit.
Why?
Would I?
Why the Navy? Is it because it's in water? All right, go play the rest of it. Play the rest of it.
But I have gotten into all my brooding black metal bullshit that I love so much in my 30s if I hadn't listened to Korn when I was 11? Probably not. So at a minimum, great gateway drug, but it's also just fun, dumb music. So two thumbs up for nu metal.
Hey, all right. Yeah, buddy.
Was wondering where you're going to land with that.
Yeah, it was an intro into some other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a lot of people. That's a very positive way to look.
Yeah.
If all you had was like corporate radio in your town and all you got was Korn and blah, 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 and then you saw one thing on MTV and you're like, hey, why the fuck is the guy from Korn wearing a band that says Suicide?
You know, like, that was a big deal.
Yeah, like that made you jump into that really quick. And you'd rush to the mall and see if they had it. And then you're like, no, they won't have it, but this other cool record store might. And then your door can open up however it opens up.
Yeah, okay.
Well said to my man.
Loved a well-conceived voicemail. Is always appreciated, everybody.
Yeah. 971-259-8302. That's the No Accounting for Taste Hot.
Call us with your own ideas of what we should.
Please.
But let's hear some other
people. Hey, Shane and Kyle. This is Peter Angelo. Nu metal. I grew up loving nu metal. You know, it was big when I was like 12 to 16, even 18, and I adored nu metal. Huge Papa Roach fan. Loved having Trip Pants. My senior quote in my high school yearbook was a Papa Roach lyric from their second album. And as embarrassing as that is, whatever, I still kind of love Papa Roach.
What's the lyric?
What is the lyric?
Mudvayne. I don't know. I still think these are fun.
You're going to do that to us? You're not going to tell us the fucking lyric, man? Here, real quick, Papa Roach.
It's
keep talking. I'm going to look.
He's Papa Roach from their second album. He didn't say any. Do you think you're going to figure out what it is?
I think I bet you goddamn close.
As far as senior quotes in a yearbook, I think that's all of Papa Roach's lyrics. You could just say, cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. And that's the coolest senior lyric.
That's from the second album, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, man.
Korn, Mudvayne. I don't know. I still think these are fun. I've seen Limp Bizkit multiple times. I will defend it. I think it's lame, but in the best way possible, I guess. Yes.
That is
fun.
Where's Pete Angelo? He's at another Limp Bizkit concert.
Hey, at least the guy's all about it, just having fun, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking, somebody's got to come see these people at a state fair. You know, like, I don't give a shit. And like, I met somebody who knew the singer of Papa Roach. He went to high school with him.
Yeah.
Said he could not have been a more positive, nice guy. Like, yeah. He was just like, he just worked his ass off. Like,
yeah.
So good for him. Fucking whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People want to shit on these people, but this guy's all right. See what we got for our last call.
Yeah, I think.
One more.
One more. Let's hear it.
Hi, this is Dave in Denver. I have a great one, I think. I'm a big metalhead. I love metal. And there is a big trend in metal of shitting on new metal. You know, your Limp Bizkit, your Korn, your all that, your Godsmack, so forth. I don't think it's fair. It's not necessarily my cup of tea when it comes to metal, but you know what? I gave the new Limp Bizkit a little spin when it came out here a couple months ago, and
spin.
Reliving my childhood a little bit. And you know what? I fucking enjoyed it. So, yeah, I think new metal deserves some defense. So, stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's my boy. I love this.
The fact that you made the email trash sound. You can hear that on the thing.
I know. Clearly, I'm not some fucking tech whiz, okay?
New metal. Cling!
And we're done.
Well, I feel like...
I like it. Going with the positive, here's a few things. It served as a gateway drug, like this guy was saying.
That's
like,
so, a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it got you into cooler stuff. Mm. And maybe you can look back on it now and just kind of enjoy being dumb and young and 15 with your friend Brett or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which that's the time to do it.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. And some of these guys, you know, like, some, I get if I don't think they would want to be called this, but if Rage Against the Machine is a nu metal band, then nu metal kicks fucking ass, or some version of it does.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the three bands or four bands that people associate with the term is going to be Limp Bizkit, it's going to be Korn, it's going to be like
Pop Father Roach.
Father Roach. The ones that have all this silly circumstance around
them. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, which is a little unfair to like
frat.
Throw it all over the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there were probably more knockoffs of those kind of new metal bands than there were, like, say, Rage Against the Machine or Deftones, these bands that are like have some musicianship to, like, maybe a little harder to imitate is what I would say.
Yeah. It's like, well, we got the outfits.
Yeah.
And we can make the funny mouth sounds.
Yeah. And I can find a black work shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get in there.
Yeah.
I appreciate the three positive calls.
I like this episode. I will listen to new metal later today with you on a jukebox that's digital, so people can be like, what the fuck is going on in this bar?
Cruising through suburban Burbank.
Yeah. I think even better if we just go to a hipster bar in Silver Lake and use a digital jukebox and play it and see how what people start to think.
They'd be down with it.
It'd be pretty fun.
Because the kids that we're twice the age of the people in that bar, and they'd be like, yeah, this is classic rock.
Oh, fucking great. You guys ever heard of Zeppelin? All right, everybody. This is No Accounting for Taste. I'm Shane Torres, ShaneIsComedian.com. All in all, and Shane Torres on the socials. I know Kyle doesn't like plug. I see the look on Kyle's.
Kyle Kinane. Yeah. Kyle Kinane on the internet.
Yeah, we should plug these. It's not bad.
We should plug that it's Kyle Shane NAFT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For this show.
Yeah. And
follow this show.
Yes.
Call us. Give us ideas
Kyle
for
Shane
new
Nav.
Subjects.
Yes, we'd love that. And subscribe to the YouTube. It's a
we have a YouTube?
Yeah, we have a YouTube.
Okay then.
And Patreon. If you have any ideas for what you'd like to see on it.
Give us your money.
Give us your money. We need a few bucks. We're out here like a bunch of new metal stars who went through our pucks. Kyle? Who's our final sponsor this week?
it's Adidas Mouth Harps.
Yeah,
don't feel like putting your vocal cords to the trouble. Get Adidas mouth harps. Get all that Jonathan Davis.
Join us again next week, everybody, where we discuss the Kenosha Kickers, John Candy's band from Home Alone. Are they an artist or are they foe? This has been on the All Things Comedy Network.